In politics, it seems like 1,000 years ago.
We can begin now to address the human factors that contribute to climate change. Wise action now is an insurance policy against future risks.
That's former President George W. Bush, way back in 2002. Bush was hardly a climate hawk, but he claimed to at least take the issue seriously, going back to his days as Texas governor. But today, the idea that humans are changing the climate is the subject of scorn and derision among Texas's top politicians.
It is freezing. I mean, it is really cold. I have to admit, I was surprised. Al Gore told us this wouldn't happen.
That's Senator Ted Cruz, who might well run for president in 2016. And here's how the state's current governor, Rick Perry, described climate change when he was running for president in 2012.
A scientific theory that has not been proven and, from my perspective, is more and more being put into question.
Nearly all climate scientists say climate change is real and that humans are largely responsible. Data show that Texas is the biggest climate polluter in the U.S., and experts say the state has a lot to lose as the world warms up. So what's up with its leaders?
It's a puzzle to me. I do not understand it.
That's Eddie Bernice Johnson, one of Texas's few Democratic members of Congress. She remembers that the conversation began to shift right around the time George Bush went to Washington. The new president broke his campaign pledge to cut emissions from power plants and began to disengage from international climate talks. And Bernice Johnson has a theory about why.
Seemed to be related to the energy industry.
You might remember Vice President Dick Cheney's secret meetings with energy companies early in the Bush years. And it was right about that same time that a new fossil fuel boom was taking off in the U.S., especially in Texas. That changed the politics of climate change here, just as Texas was starting to take it seriously.
Increased severity of storms may require taller and stronger structures. Increased summer temperatures may result in greater wear.
That's Tom Smith, an environmental advocate with the group Public Citizen, reading from a report on greenhouse gas emissions that regulators here started working on in 2000.
Increased changes in hurricane and tropical storms may result in reevaluation of hurricane evacuation routes along
the
Gulf
Coast.
The report
and its recommendations for cutting carbon emissions in Texas went nowhere. Then, as now, the argument against action was that we just don't know enough.
We need more science to try to assess the extent to which man-made CO2 is or is not dominating climate dynamics.
Kathleen Hartnett White was a top Texas environmental official at the time of the report. Today, she focuses on climate and energy at a conservative think tank. She says that even if climate scientists are right,
if the U.S. eliminated all CO2, the impact on projected increases in temperature because of other countries, would be like reducing it by 0.01 degree. I mean, not a meaningful reduction.
Most climate activists disagree. They say the U.S. needs to lead the world in cutting emissions, and it's hard to do that without Texas. Along with being the biggest carbon polluter here, it also has huge influence in Washington and other states.
If Texas were more proactive in dealing with climate change, that certainly would send a signal more broadly.
Michael Levy is a senior fellow for energy and environment at the Council on Foreign Relations.
The states have a direct impact on emissions. The more states are doing to reduce emissions, the easier it is for the federal government to accomplish broader goals.
But Levy's doubtful that would happen unless the national conversation on climate started to move too. And that prospect's only gotten dimmer since this fall's elections. For many, they just locked in the status quo among Republicans.
Climate change is associated with a liberal agenda that most Republicans are initially going to reject.
That's Kip Averett, a former Republican state senator here in Texas. Averett isn't sure that humans are chiefly responsible for climate change, but there's one thing he is sure of. The earth is warming and Texas is getting hotter and drier. So he wants to change the terms of the climate conversation.
When we talk about drought, that's something everybody understands, and everybody can see it and feel it. They see their water supplies drying up, and they see their farmland going to waste.
Averett is now an advocate for lower carbon energy, like natural gas, solar, and wind power. But when he talks about this with fellow conservatives, he has a strategy. Don't mention climate change. Tell farmers and ranchers Texas is working to fight drought and keep the water flowing.
Oh, by the way, that means we have to reduce greenhouse gases. We don't mention that.
That's how Averett thinks he can sell the merits of good climate policy to Republicans in Texas, and maybe even nationwide. For The World, I'm Nina Satija, Austin.